I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at BJGeekNation.com.
Your driver's license is important so you can get back and forth to work, get your kids to school, and back and forth to daycare. If your license has been suspended because you can't pay your tickets, you can't do any of those things. Let's talk about Chapter 13 bankruptcy. You may have heard that tickets cannot be discharged, but they can be dealt with in a Chapter 13 case. Why not come in for a free consultation? The chapter you choose will make all the difference to your getting back, legally, on the road. Let's design a plan to pay off your tickets and restore your license immediately. I'm attorney Travis Gagne. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. Gotta love Buffalo fans, man. There's a woman named Carol. She passed away a couple weeks ago on July 19th. And a lot of people are really digging her obituary. Because in her obituary, it's got her smoking. Had things she liked and things she didn't listed.
Right, the picture of her on the obituary is just her taking a puff from a smoke.
Yeah, she's just holding a cig.
I think that's so funny right there.
Ah, Buffalo, man. I'm telling you, Western New York, man, it's the salt of the earth, some of those folks. And she said that here's what she loved to do. She loved to read. Her favorite author was Stephen King. She had a private library of 100 books. She loved to smoke. Smoked millions of cigarettes.
She smoked millions of cigarettes on the obituary. That's funny.
She's like, hey, listen, this is what I did, man. She loved slot machines and Facebook games. She never won millions, but she had the biggest farm in all of Farmville and made it to the millionth level of Candy Crush.
Damn.
That's something.
All right. Not only does she have a great sense of humor, but it's clear that her family does as well. To be able to put this, I mean, it's a sad time. Someone passes away and you're cracking jokes in the obituary. And some people will just read the obituary just for funsies. At home, could you imagine coming across this one?
Finally, that's something that's fun about reading obituaries.
Yeah.
Because, reading obituaries for fun, that's just depressing, but this is fun.
Yeah.
The best part, though, she was an avid sports fan. Okay, well, she loved the Yankees, so therefore she obviously didn't know. She was probably, she had some mental illness, apparently.
But she also loved LeBron James, so she liked winners.
Okay, she did like that. And if she liked winners, well, then what's about her hatred for Tom Brady?
Wow.
She hated Tom Brady. But as
she hates cheaters.
Yeah, as a Buffalo Bills fan, because they're in your division. Every year they were doing what they were doing, you weren't. So it's just insult to injury. I think Buffalo fans probably might be the biggest haters of Tom Brady, and she was surely proud enough to put it in the obituary, or at least her family was.
Yeah, because Tom Brady was just like, he was in the way. Anytime they even have a good team, you're like, well, there's Tom Brady still here.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And you know Buffalo, weren't they? That was the place where they threw, like, the toys on the field, weren't they?
The adult toys, yes.
Yeah.
Which is still one of the funniest things.
The greatest thing. Here you go, Tom.
I'm trying to think, like, if there was ever, like, if I was having a fun obituary, is there any sports star that I would want my family to include that I don't like?
Oh, I would put I'd hate the Yankees.
You'd hate the Yankees.
Oh, definitely,
right?
Hate the Yankees.
I mean, I can't even say I'd hate, like, not that he's an athlete, but I can't even have, like, I wouldn't even be like, I hate Pete Davidson after the Kings of Staten Island. I don't hate the guy anymore.
Well, see, that's the problem. If we got you about 2 months ago, you would have been like, oh, yeah, put down Pete Davidson.
It's a good thing I didn't die 2 months ago.
And yeah, well, you know what, though? You could put in there about Billy Joel telling you to F off. That should be in your obituary.
No, that's going to be on my gravestone, BJ.
Oh, okay. That's a good point.
That belongs on there.
Yeah.
Once told to F off by Billy Joel.
That's it. It's a claim to fame.
May he rest in peace.
It's not the millionth level of Candy Crush, but it's still something.
Is there any celebrity that you would put In your obituary, like, I need to make sure everybody knows, even though I'm no longer on this planet, I want everyone to know I never liked that person.
I have it, and only if my friend outlives me, my best friend, because she loves her and I hate her, Taylor Swift.
No, yeah. You shut your mean mouth.
Oh, it'll piss everyone off.
Don't speak badly about Tay Tay.
Here's the thing. I really can't. I just don't like her. I have no reason to hate her. I just really don't.
Kind of like Pete Davidson was for me. Yeah. Just
people,
looking
like,
at her makes mad.
Yeah, she writes her own music. I'm like, well, that's awesome. Good for her. It's like, well, she does this and this. Good for her. That's
awesome. She's supportive
awesome.
Of other artists.
Exactly. Good for her. Still hate her. Mm. I don't know why. Can't tell you.
I'm with you, Vicky. There's something about Taylor Swift that's just very unlikable for me. And I have no good reason. It's not like she does things for her fans. She makes good music. She's a success. And yet, I don't know what it is. I just don't like her.
Well, I don't know what to tell you guys. But
I mean, I listen to her songs, but I mean...
Danny and I...
Were you done with us?
Happy with you guys.
You guys aren't? Okay. Okay.
Olive,
listen.
I think.
Yeah. You Swifties are just not happy with us.
I mean, I still have a calendar of Taylor Swift in my office.
Yeah, you do.
I like going to your office every morning, Steve.
Right. And it's not from 2020. It's from 2016, I believe.
Well,
I don't even know what day it is. But every day is Tay Tay Day.
Every day is Tay Tay Day.
Yep.
Okay, so Vicky is Taylor Swift. Yeah. And Steve, you said you didn't really.
I am trying to think.
I got
of who
Bucky
now.
Dent.
Bucky Dent.
Bucky Dent.
Who the hell is that?
He's a baseball player from like the 80s.
Okay,
it's a pretty cool name though.
You don't see
it's a great name.
Here's the deal.
It's a great Yankee.
This is how bad of a Yankee fan you are.
Yankee.
You should know why Bucky Dent.
Because he hit a home run or something like that to beat the.
Did he hit a home? See, if you're a real Yankee fan, he is the best Yankee ever, and we call him Bucky Effing Dent because he won the one game playoff in 1978. Where
I'm sorry, I don't remember exactly what happened back in 1978.
You should remember that.
Four.
Yeah, when you were four, you should remember this.
Terrible fan of baseball.
You're a terrible fan.
Wow.
But it is a big moment because of the fact that the Red Sox blew a giant lead in that year, and the Yankees came back and tied them. But then the Red Sox actually did at least catch up to a point where they had to have a one-game playoff. They both had the same record. And Bucky Effing Dent, who's a light-hitting shortstop, didn't really hit the home runs much, but he used the Green Monster against us. Mm-hmm. And that's why we call him Bucky Effing Dent. And that's a guy I probably would put on my, you know, that would be the one thing in the obituary. F you, Bucky Dent.
But see, for me, like, I mean, if I was going to hate someone that caused my team not to win something, like, you would think I would hate Mark Messier. Because, you know, growing up being a Devils fan...
That was the
one year where they looked like they were about to go to the Stanley Cup Finals. Things were looking good. They had the upper hand on the Rangers in the divisional finals. And then Mark Messier goes and talks to the media and promises that they're going to. He guarantees that the Rangers will win this game, which is typically that's a bad move.
Yeah,
and he nailed it. He had a great game, and they won the game, and they ended up beating the Devils, going on to beat the Canucks in the Stanley Cup Finals. Still to this day, though. Mark Messier is one of my all-time favorite hockey players.
Okay,
even though he was on the team that crushed my hopes and dreams.
Interesting.
But the next year, the Devils won the Cup, so that helped. I think I hated him for that year. And then once the Devils won the Cup, I was able to come to terms with him again and be like, he is really awesome.
Yeah, I think that's why I don't, you know, Bucky Dent is not exactly on my list anymore because...
So what about Bill Buckner, BJ?
Again, he's not on the list anymore because of the fact that they won. So Bucky Dent and Bill Buckner are kind of, if I was a Mariners fan, I'm trying to think, who would the Mariners, like as a Mariners fan, who was your most hated player?
The entire Yankees.
Yeah, exactly. The 2001 season was a beating. Mm-hmm. Again, yeah, F the Yankees. So a lot of us want to say F the Yankees. Rev, you got anybody at all that you would put in your obituary, I hate this person?
Just because... Every report has said he's just a giant douche and has been over the course of his entire life.
Gandhi?
No.
Oh,
close. Chevy Chase.
Oh, okay.
And it would just be fun to have on my tombstone, like, one last one. He's like, why does this random person from Tacoma even care about me? But it would just be like, here lies Rev, F Chevy Chase.
A lot of people love that show, Community, and the fact that he ended up being such a...
Yeah, it wasn't because of him.
Yeah. Chevy Chase wasn't the reason why Community had problems?
But it wasn't popular because of him.
Oh, exactly. Yeah.
I've listened to interviews with Joel McHale just because I got really deep in the Community thing recently, and Joel McHale has nothing but good things to say about Chevy Chase. I know that he didn't get along with like the show creators,
yeah, with Dan Harmon, yeah, or Donald Glover,
but
or
a lot of them
anyone
were,
else.
But there, it was interesting, like to hear them like actually speak positively about him.
What does that say about Joel McHale?
Get out. That's true.
Yeah, right. Oh, he's a Seattleite. Have you ever known any Seattleite to say anything bad about anybody?
Oh, okay. Well, you never know. Maybe he's in cahoots and they're both douches.
Whoa.
In the douche cahoots.
You cannot douche say cahoots. That about that's the my, beloved Joel McHale.
That's my indie folk rock band. Okay. Douche cahoots.
Douche cahoots. That's a great name.
Yeah. I'll buy the album.
Yep. Okay, so Danny, what do you think? I don't know. Who do you think for Danny? It's hard.
I'm trying to think. Benji Madden from Good Charlotte.
No, I love him. What are you talking about?
No, he hates Joel.
How about the father that the dude's singing about in Simple Plan? No. You know that song?
Wow.
How about that?
Wow, that's a deep one.
Not a celebrity, a but...
yeah, it's a deep cut, but I mean, you know how Danny... It's
no, Machine Gun Kelly. I've talked to you guys about
all
my dislike for him before.
You very much hate Machine Gun
Kelly.
Oh,
yeah, he's banging your ex, Megan Fox.
Yeah, exactly. That's number one. Number two, hangs out with Travis Barker. Okay. He's writing the pop punk album I never did nowadays. And I just hate him.
And Megan Fox is writing his pop punk album.
Yeah, he is.
He got to play Tommy Lee in the dirt.
That song, though, is pretty good.
It's amazing, and I hate him for it.
Okay, that's fair.
Yeah, things are going well for Machine Gun Kelly. Shh. Yeah, they really are on every level. Yeah, I can see why.
Maybe
Danny.
Vince Neil. And I love Motley Crue.
Why Vince Neil? Why Vince Neil?
His drunk cameos?
Vince Neil didn't let us all hang out in the back area when the New Originals opened for Vince Neil that one time. He's like, him and Rat. I'd be like, screw you, Vince Neil and Rat.
Vince Neil and Rat. See, Vince.
And that one time we interviewed him, and I brought up a part of his book, and he said, I never said that. And I had to like reread the book to find the part that I was talking about, and I nailed it. Was exactly what I said, and he's like, I didn't say that.
There we go. Vince Neil made Steve read.
Yes, twice.
That's why.
That was a great moment. That's when I forgot that you kind of lost it on one of our guests, and usually that's my thing.
I was just frustrated. I didn't lose it on him like an actual conversation-wise. I was just like, okay.
Well, yeah, your style of losing it is just that, you just have this silence, throw your hands up in the air. Like, I know when you've lost it with somebody, you're just not as dramatic as I am.
I was like, remember that part in the book where you said blah, 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 and he goes, I never said that. And I'm just like...
Okay,
it's on page 263, man. Like,
hello,
it's,
Vince.
It's right there. It's a whole paragraph.
What are you doing?
Yeah, I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, geez.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, you wrote the book.
Yeah,
allegedly. I just wrote the book.
Yeah, you're a nicer man than me, and I was trying to be rehabilitated because I normally would have gone off on him on that, but I'm trying to be cool.
I like this one. The person says in their obituary, F. Malcolm Butler. Yeah, that was a heartbreaker.
Oh, that surely was.
I mean, he could be the nicest man in the world, but he crushed our dreams of getting a second Super Bowl.
See, I say F. Bill Belichick because how Malcolm said he was coached for that exact play. That really irritated me that they were that prepared. You want to just think they're a bunch of cheaters, but knowing that Belichick actually, because he goes, they said, I can't believe this happened. It's just like they coached us. Mm-hmm. It happened exactly the way they said it would happen. And I'm like, okay, that's pretty damn good coach there. F you, Belichick, and your cheating videos. All right, I got Bucky Dent and Bill Belichick to put
nice.
On there.
Couple of bees,
B.
Killer bees.
Oh, wow.
I have a question for you. There's a whole new term out there called woke fishing. What the hell is woke fishing? And how is it helping people get laid? All right.
Are we getting too old for this crap?
I think we're getting too old
woke
for this
fishing?
Crap. Woke fishing, yeah. Well, apparently I'm going to tell you all about this at 8:17 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. So at least half a single people say they definitely wouldn't date someone with a different politics than theirs right now. Oh, wow. That's not good. I would recommend you read a book called...
are you going to make me read?
No. Yeah, I'm sorry.
If it's not Oh, the Places We'll Go or Goodnight Moon, I'm not reading it.
I'm going to tell you, because a lot of you folks right now, a lot of you folks love Brené Brown. And in her latest book, Braving the Wilderness, she talks about the fact that you will ruin your life if you only surround yourself with people who think like you do. You will be massively lonely. There's science behind it, and Brené talks about it in her book, and it really opened my eyes. So the idea that people are saying that they will not date anybody with different politics than them is not a good long-term health thing for your brain. It isn't, and Brené is much more articulate than I am, and she's also brilliant. Yeah, check it out, but that's not good. That is not good.
It would be almost impossible to see eye to eye on everything. I don't know how anyone could do that unless they're just like, you know, smile and nod kind of mentality. Like, my wife and I don't see eye to eye on a lot of things in the world of politics or in just in many things. But, like, we also can talk to each other like human beings. I've unfollowed her on Facebook. But, you know, other than that, we're able to talk.
Dude, I don't see eye to eye with your wife on her taste in men. I think that is just, you know.
Not everyone has the greatness taste like she does.
Oh, sorry. Yes. Everybody has the
greatness
else is like,
taste?
Yes.
Yeah, that's a term, I think. Yeah, it's the greatness taste, yeah.
Yeah.
Look it up.
Steve Miggs, .. Taste the greatness.
Taste the greatness.
I want that shirt now.
Yeah. I kind of do, too.
So, with people, you know, of course, saying, look, man, if you don't politically think like I do, go F yourself, get out of here. There's a new dating term that's called woke fishing that's now happening because of people who are so adamant about their political viewpoint and you having to agree with it. So what people are doing is they're pretending to care about social and progressive issues so that they can get dates and go to slam town with somebody who believes you think politically like they do.
Now, if that's your only hope, is like you're just looking for hookups, I mean, people will be not 100% honest in many ways, both men or women. Like, you know, you're going to put up a certain act because you're just trying to impress that person. But I think at some point, you got to have that conversation. Like someone said, I couldn't imagine being happy living with someone my entire life that has completely different ideological beliefs than I do. And I can understand that. But I mean, there's going to be some things you just don't see eye to eye on. Doesn't mean that, like, you know, on the whole, you have similar belief set. But, you know, there's going to be times where, like, okay, I don't really agree with what you're saying right there.
My wife and I are completely different ideologically, especially when we first started. I was a completely man of science, no religion.
Science.
I didn't believe in religion at all. I believe in what they call allopathic doctors, basically regular medicine. My wife is totally spiritual, hates allopathic doctors. It's all about
crystals.
Natural stuff. Yeah. We are completely different in every single way, and I'm telling you, my life is richer because I stuck it out. And I was happy to read it in Brené Brown's book. So the texter that said, I can't imagine living with somebody who's ideologically not like me, it turns out that's what makes us better humans, is being around others that don't think like we do, and we try to see life through their eyes. And it goes both ways. I mean, if you're around somebody who's ideological and they also won't help, they won't see what you see, well, then, yeah, what's the point?
Right.
You know, it's got to be a give and take on both sides.
So I've never gone that far to, like, pretend to be a certain thing of that level. Like, you know, I think when you're lying about, like, your maybe political beliefs or what spiritual beliefs or anything along those lines, that's pretty big, because at some point that's going to come to a head. But I remember in college, I was just so hard up on, like, just having any girl like me. And there was one girl I remember my freshman year I had the hots for. And it was music. I was willing to pretend that I was a big fan of Matthew Sweet.
Yep.
I don't know if you remember that guy.
Oh, yeah, Girlfriend.
Yeah.
Oh,
and I actually, Matthew in a weird Sweet. Way, over time, grew to really love his music, especially that record. But at first, I was a metalhead. And I go into this dorm, and there's this girl, and she's, like, blaring. I'm like, what's that band you listen to? She's like, it's Matthew Sweet. I'm like, oh, that's cool. I didn't like it. I was just trying to impress her. And then I quickly went to the mall and bought his cassette. And I'm, like, blaring it in my suite, hoping that eventually she'll walk by and be like, you're listening to Matthew Sweet. Let's get naked. Never happened.
Yeah. I think they would call that sweet fishing.
Yeah, I was sweet fishing. I music fished a lot. And it's like, looking back, I'm like, well, that's so stupid.
See,
like, I really thought some girl was going to bang me because I also liked the same song as her.
Again,
again,
according
it
to
didn't.
Young Aww. Dude logic, it makes sense. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like, because that's how we dudes are. We hang out, it's like, oh, you like that? I like that. Cool, let's hang out. you know, granted, we're not having sex with each other, but that's what we think it should be the same way. It's like, if I like something that you like, we should be able to do everything together, including, well, boy-girl bang stuff.
Now, the one thing I guess I wasn't 100% up front with when it came to, like, when I first started hanging out with my wife, because, you know, I told her I was a fan of wrestling, but I like, kind of liked it. And she still to this day.
You knew you had to say that because no human being likes wrestling as much as you, except another massive wrestling fan.
Except for my friend Cooper and my friend Austin and other people like that. But yeah, like her, no. Yeah. I was like, oh yeah, I watch it from time to time. And then when we finally started living with each other, she goes, does time to time mean every single day at any given moment that you have the television on?
Time to time. There's a lot of time in each day.
I was like, yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
You lied.
Yep, I duped her.
Humans do that, though. Yep. I mean, that's just a thing.
But look at her now.
But, you know.
I don't know.
Like she's got a great life. Is that what you mean?
Well, she's quoting wrestlers and stuff.
Oh.
Is she really?
I jokingly said something. I was like, I'm the best there ever was. And she says, best there ever is, best there ever will be. And I'm like, oh, you just quoted Bret Hart. That's make love.
Of course you did.
God, excellence in execution, BJ.
Honestly, if you came at me like that, I would probably lose every lunch I've ever had in my life.
Who knew that wrestling would be an aphrodisiac?
Yeah. Tatum's a Bret Hart baby. Like that's how she was conceived.
Oh, really? Yeah.
It was the excellence of my execution that brought her to this world.
Truth.
A lucky woman. Boy, your wife, man.
When she first popped out, I put sunglasses on her just like Bret Hart used to do.
Aw.
Well, no, that's a whole different story.
I didn't, but that would be awesome.
That would have been great.
You really needed to figure that out, or at least put an Instagram filter on her face.
I feel like Bret Hart would have at least retweeted that if I had caught that on video.
I hope so. And then he probably would have said, by the way, you should go get medical attention.
Right.
The second greatest moment. Birth of baby and then retweet by Bret Hart.
Right.
But let me just say this. These woke Fisher guys, the ones that pretend to be politically, you know, whatever, and philosophically motivated by social issues. Dude, the folks that are trying to get laid, they're not looking long term anyway. So they'll do anything. It's like the catfishing folks. Though the catfishing folks really believe they're going to have a relationship and somehow you'll accept the fact that they're not who they are.
Some are just pretending to be somebody to be a troll. I mean... I know people will throw that out there, like if there's like a heavy set person and they take a picture in a certain way and then you meet them and they're not, they look skinnier in their picture and then you meet them. I know some people will just throw out the term like, I got catfished by that girl or by that guy. But I don't really view that as the same thing. Like to me, a catfisher person is someone that's never going to meet you, that's just trying to wreck your life for the hell of it.
Yeah,
and I pretend to be a woman or pretend to be a man when they aren't, or pretend to be whatever when they aren't, just because they just want to make you, you know, I don't even know what, just dupe you.
That's why I
for
really...
money or whatever.
Whoever goes on a first-time date meeting thing and doesn't put their best foot forward, which means they're really not showing themselves as they normally are. Nobody does, right? I mean, I love meeting people in the wild. I always said...
And what's the wild? The
when they're upset.
Oh, like the Bellevue Mall where you walk.
Yeah. No, that's really the wild. But that I really feel like you learn... For me, I want to learn what a woman is like if I'm interested in her when she's pissed. Because that's... If I can live with that, then I can live with anything.
So you're going to intentionally piss them off just to see?
I kind of do.
You're a weirdo.
I know I'm a weirdo, but
okay,
I want to...
As long as we can agree on that.
Yeah, I mean, but at the same time, I want to see reality. I don't want to see the fakeness because, you know, and that's why...
I want to know what you like when you're mad at me.
Dude, this is why my wife and I hit it off, because she was...
It's also why your wife doesn't live in Washington, maybe.
Let's not bring up the facts to ruin this great story, please.
Okay, sorry.
All right.
Please tell us your romantic story.
When she met me, she wasn't my girlfriend, but she saw me as me being an idiot and said, okay, I really dig this guy and he's just being himself. That's like I wasn't putting my best foot forward to impress her because I wasn't even with her. And she liked me because of that. And then that was the same with her. I got to see her in moments where it's like, okay, this is going to be you at your worst, or at least your average. That's to me when I can make an educated decision. This first date stuff where you go, you know, they're whatever, dressing the way they are, acting the way they are. To me, it's like, I don't want none of that.
I think over time, that's what the point of dating them consistently, or you start dating frequently, and then eventually you hit that point where you start getting to really understand that person.
I don't got time, Steve.
You got no time for that?
I got no time.
I know you got television shows on your DVR.
I got these TV shows on my DVR. I'm about to hit the big 6-0. I don't got time for you.
You gotta just piss them off and find out who they are.
Who are you right now?
Right. And then you can watch Black Mirror time.
Oh, look at you.
Black Mirror
time. It's a good show. They haven't done a new season in a while, but yeah, hey, you know, that's not bad. So a few years ago, there was this clip of audio where people were debating what was being said, whether it was Yanny or Laurel.
Yanny.
Laurel.
Yanny.
Yanny.
Yeah. Well,
Laurel.
That I hear Laurel, but the first one you played was Yanny.
Yanny.
That's when it slowed down.
Well, that says Yeri to me now.
Yeri.
Yeah, I hear Yeri.
I almost hear a little bit of eh, but then it goes, I hear the eh.
Yeah, I hear. Do you hear Yeri?
I hear the eh, but I don't hear the er. I hear the eh, and then the eh.
Isn't that funny how our brains...
Yeri.
You know what I mean?
Yeri. Yeah, but the second one is definitely Laurel to me.
Laurel.
Yeah, that's Laurel.
Laurel.
And you hear Yanny?
I'm not playing. I'm not trying to be a troll. I do not even understand how you guys hear Laurel. I do not hear Laurel whatsoever.
I'm going to tell you something, guys. This is right out of brain rules. This is right. I mean, this is, by the way, this stuff is the secret to why people are damn crazy.
Can you guys, because I'll show you. When I do it, I go, Yanny.
Oh, we are hearing now, you say Yanny, and we're hearing him say Laurel.
Okay, so say Laurel at least with him so I can hear what you hear. Ready? One, two, three.
Laurel. Laurel.
And are you hearing us saying two words? You're hearing two words?
I just
words?
Hear you guys yelling Laurel over Yanny.
Isn't that bizarre? And we hear you yelling Yanny over Laurel.
Yeah.
And you're the only one that hears Yanny.
The only time I heard I did hear Yanny one time, and it was when I was loading the audio. Back when we did this originally, like 3 years ago, when I was loading the audio and it was on my computer, I heard Yanny, and I was like, whoa.
So you hear Laurel, BJ hears Laurel, Vicky hears Laurel, Rev hears Laurel, Joe, you hear Laurel, and Sarah, you hear Laurel. I'm the only one who hears Yanny?
Laurel.
Yeah, you're the weird one.
Or am I the only brilliant one on this show?
Okay, let's take a look at that statement.
Laurel.
Let's just pause for a moment and see, just via history, would somebody say you're the only brilliant one on the show?
I mean, I would, but I don't even know where you guys hear Laurel.
We hear it here in the studio, right? No, when you're playing it for us.
But it's really weird to me. I don't hear an L sound at all.
Yeah, well.
Laurel.
Yeah. What's wrong with you? Yeah, that's a good question. Well, we got another one.
Concussions? Am I a conky over here?
It might be CTE, Steve.
Yeah, you're the only hockey player here.
I will say this. I only heard Yanny one time. I heard Yanny when I played it for my granny. It's the only time I heard it. Thank you.
Oh, that was a joke.
Laurel.
Yeah, thank you, buddy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right, so we have a new one.
Oh, boy.
It's Brainstorm, or are you hearing Green Needle? All right, there's a toy, and this toy says the word Brainstorm. It's supposed to say Brainstorm when you push a button, but a lot of people are hearing Green Needle. So do we take bets? Will Steve hear it differently than the rest of us? Yeah. I feel like,
You know what? I'll take my headphones off, let you guys hear it.
Okay.
That way you guys create whatever you have to create in your heads, and then you can bet on whether I'm going to go along. I'm curious to know if like all of you guys are going to hear the same thing.
Okay, this is very cool.
I'll take my headphones off.
All right, Lever, here we go.
All right, yeah.
Well, I hardly can hear it, but it sounds like I would have said rainstorm, but there's a B in there.
Yeah.
Yeah,
same. So, yeah, I feel it was brainstorm.
All right, let's see what Steve hears. Here we go.
Oh!
I hear green needle.
Whoa, I just heard green needle.
I heard green needle.
I hear green needle.
No, not this time. I still hear brainstorm.
I hear green needle now.
Green needle 100%.
I don't know where you can hear the needle part. I can maybe believe green.
It went,
yeah, the brain and green makes sense to me. Yeah, yeah, I could see, but storm and needle, I don't know how you get that.
So weird.
Can
you play it again?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh,
see,
I just heard it. I was also thinking about it.
Not me. I'm still hearing brainstorm.
Okay.
If I think about the word before I hear it, I hear the word that I'm thinking about.
It's true.
I don't hear brainstorm at all.
I also heard Wendigo.
I heard Vin Diesel.
Vin Diesel.
I'll tell you right now,
this
man.
Is cool.
It's cool. And our boy, well, my buddy, kind of my buddy, Dr. John Medina, addresses.
You had lunch with twice.
Yes.
Right. Best friends.
When was the last time you had lunch with him?
Can you play him the Yanny Laurel one? I want to know what he says. If he says Yanny, that means I'm a genius.
Oh, he already knows about this. He knows he knows why this happens.
I don't care if he knows why. I want to know what he thinks.
You mean what he hears?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, this is the beauty of life because here's the real story. This thing proves that you do not hear with your ears, which is the biggest misnomer that humans have had for years, is that they hear with their ears. But in fact, we don't, because this shows us that this sound is going in our ears, so why aren't we hearing the same thing?
I mean, you hear with your ears, you just process with your brain.
Well, that's not even that. He said the ears give you no information. The brain tells you exactly what you hear. The ears don't tell you what you hear. And we just assume that because it's going through our ears, that's exactly what we're hearing. But in reality, our brain is telling us what we're hearing.
Yeah.
It may not be what we're really hearing.
Oh, yeah. It's the same thing with vision and stuff like that. Like, whatever we're seeing is not what everyone else is seeing, like colors and all of that stuff.
That's
the secret. Just the brain trying to figure out and process.
So this is why we've got the world we have today, because people don't understand that their brain is doing everything for them, and it's based on all of your life experiences, all of your memories, all of your traumas. Your brain is processing all of that. So you're not really hearing or seeing exactly what you think you are.
Everything is a lie.
Well, it's the Matrix. I
mean, the Matrix has you.
So you guys took the red pill, and I must have taken the blue pill.
Yeah, you took the Yanny pill.
I don't know. That's a good question. Yeah. Or did you take the red pill? I mean, I'm not.
Right?
I have no idea.
What if you have the real reality?
Yeah.
What if you're Neo?
Maybe you guys are all just trying to F with me, and I'm trying to get in the way of on my path of fighting the Starship Fleet.
Fighting the almost Starship
almost,
Fleet.
Almost, Steve.
You were so close. I thought you saw that movie.
Matrix?
Yeah,
it's like
no Starship.
25 years ago, but it's like stuff and stuff.
Yeah, 21
happening.
Years ago, but
yeah,
you're close.
It's fighting the machines. It's just the machines.
It's just
the
same.
Yeah. Well, no, I mean,
were they green needles or were they brainstorming?
They were brainstorming about green
According
needles.
According to some people, there are brain needles.
There we go.
Yeah. Lakewood Larry, I hear gong.
Oh, yeah, I heard that too.
Oh, yeah.
Well, luckily, Lakewood Larry, we're ready to switch gears anyway. Yesterday, Steve did get this one wrong.
Other than Captain America and Thor, which Avenger was able to pick up Thor's mighty hammer in the Marvel movies?
The Incredible Hulk.
No.
He's not going to get it.
Captain America and Thor. Spider-Man.
No.
Nope.
That'd be cool.
Wonder Woman.
No. No.
I couldn't see you getting that right. That's a clue. Let's see if you remember his name.
I have no idea.
He's given up.
You don't remember Vision? The guy Vision?
I don't.
The robot guy? All right, well.
Is he the one that has the bar across his whole eye?
No, that's Cyclops.
Oh.
Yeah.
Who wasn't in the movies.
Yeah, he wasn't in that. Or Geordi LaForge from Star Trek The Next Generation.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Data? Also wasn't in the movie.
Data was in Star Trek The Next Generation. Yes, he was. Good job. You really know what? You're doing a great job.
Yeah, Laurel!
Yeah, it was Laurel, actually.
Laurel.
Yeah, Vision was the correct answer. And if you'd like a shot at beating Steve, all you got to do is call this number. 206-421-ROCK. We're playing Beat Migs at 847 on The Rock.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. How do I figure out who my creditors are?
People a lot of times have had a long time of not having good credit and having collections, and so they're concerned that you may be concerned that you won't be able to find all your creditors if you file bankruptcy. How will I know which collection agency has my credit card bill from 10 years ago now? And that's something that's hard to keep track of because credit collection agencies transfer your debts all over the place. But we will pull all your credit bureaus, and by getting all three of your credit bureaus, we'll be able to tell who has your credit and debt now, which collection agencies have had it in the past, and we'll make sure that we file all your creditors when we file your bankruptcy so that nothing slips through the cracks.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.